98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show with the Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And on this morning show, and pretty much every Wednesday, we talk to the Berrien Community Foundation. And today, Susan Matheny, the program director, is going to talk to us about the myriad number of scholarships that are available at the Berrien Community Foundation for this community. And it is a nice number that keeps growing every year. How many scholarships actually exist for the community to potentially apply for right now?
Well, good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
We have over 45 scholarship programs at Berrien Community Foundation. Now, 45 scholarship programs, but that means that some of those scholarships also have multiple winners. So we have hundreds of scholars at any given time.
That's pretty awesome. There are plenty of them, as we mentioned, available and always being added, including the startup of the whole scholarship program that happened back in the 80s with the John and Dee Dee Howard Instrumental Music Scholarship, right?
Yep. John and Dee Dee wanted to help students who were going into instrumental music, knowing that it's an expensive endeavor to be a musician and doesn't always pay a ton. And they wanted to help them get through college. And so they started our first scholarship, which was for that. Now we have, you know, been adding ever since all kinds of different scholarships.
And not too long ago, a personal development in my own family actually helped create yet another scholarship for the Berrien Community Foundation to add to the list, as my own family took some of the donations that we received from my little brother, who had unfortunately passed away from cancer at such a young age. And we had all of this money that had been given to us as part of his medical bill payments and other things. And we invested it in a legacy scholarship in the David A. Hicks Scholarship for the Arts. And you and Lisa helped immensely at making that happen so quickly that even after his passing, we were able to award somebody within a month of his passing, we were able to award somebody a scholarship that very same year. And it meant so much to my family. And that's why there are so many other stories just like that, filled with families, individuals, and organizations who have done the same thing, right?
Yeah, and we're so honored that we were able to help your family make this commemorative scholarship of your brother, who sounds like he was just a terrific young man. And that's one of the nice things about the Berrien Community Foundation, I think, is that families can become a part of our family, and we can help them with commemorating a loved one, or some scholarships will award benevolent behavior or help encourage someone to go into a particular career path. There are wonderful ways for individuals, organizations, groups to decide to help their fellow community members with their education. And they just have such a wonderful feeling behind all of them, because there's a story like your brother's life behind every one of these scholarships that we administer for Berrien Community Foundation.
And because there are plenty of them, there are plenty for people to apply for around here. So who can actually apply for a scholarship?
You know, if you are a person who lives in Berrien County and you are looking to further your education, then there's very possibly a scholarship for you. So that means everything from high school seniors who are just now graduating, of course, going into college their first year, all the way to folks who want to go back to college. Maybe you need to make a career change. I mean, in these times we're having right now, career changes are happening all the time. And that we have scholarships for adults returning to school. We have scholarships for current college students. We have some trade school scholarships even. So if you're not going to traditional college, but you want to learn a trade, a professional trade, we have some of those as well, that can help you with that. So really it's what your plan is. There's probably a scholarship for you.
And not all students have to be this amazing straight A valedictorian kind of student in order to receive a chance or a shot at these scholarships.
Yes, there are a few scholarships that are the super student, quote unquote, you know, the Big Ten or Ivy League trajectory student. We have a few of those. One of them that comes to mind is we have one for Lakeshore High School students called the Drews Scholarship. looking for that student. But by and large, most of our scholarships are for one large factor is financial need. So if you show financial need, another is volunteerism, community service. A lot of our scholarships have to do with that, whether, you know, it's one of the bigger criteria of winning that scholarship. And, you know, even as far as GPA goes, I think our average GPA for a scholarship is 2.5. So it's an achievable number. You know, it's about, we want students, of course, who are going to succeed in college and capable of succeeding in college. But moreover, we want great human beings who have a drive to do what they're going to do and are going to work hard and need some help. That's what we're looking for. And, you know, in the case of the David Hicks Scholarship, your family scholarship, that's relies largely on talent, on the student. It's an arts scholarship, so those students submit evidence of their talent. And that's a big factor, you know.
And in most cases, how much could a student potentially earn if they're awarded a scholarship from some of these funds?
It ranges from a one-year, one-time $1,000 scholarship all the way up to, there are some multi-year, like four-year scholarships that are renewable that can get up to, you know, $12,000, even $15,000.
Wow, that's so, pretty awesome.
It sort of depends on the scholarship.
And is there also an opportunity for early, middle college students as well to apply for scholarships?
Yeah, early, middle college students, if you're not familiar with that, if you folks aren't familiar, it's when you are dual enrolled in, you're enrolled in college, like at the local community college and in high school at the same time. So many, what these early, middle college students do is they do an extra year of what is technically high school. So they're taking college classes, though, while they're doing that. So they technically graduate from high school and their 13th year. So what we tell them to do is apply for our scholarship in your when you're finishing your 13th year, because up until that point, the college classes you're taking are covered in that early middle college program. If this doesn't sound like something you're familiar with, ask your high school counselor about it. It's a pretty neat program. So we're having students who are coming into our scholarship program, quote unquote, graduating from high school and also graduating with an associate's degree. They're going into college as a junior. That really cuts the cost.
Yeah, I wish I had done that when I was going through school.
Holy cow, me too.
And we're actually getting to the point here where people have to start being interested, or I should say paying attention to the application dates that'll be opening soon. And you've got all that laid out on the website, right?
We do. When you want to look is you want to start looking in December. About mid-December is when the scholarships go online to be available for application. We do a few things to make sure people are aware. We tell your high school counselors. We tell the counselors at the local community colleges and Siena Heights here. And then we put it on our Facebook page. And then you can always just come back to our website. It's berriancommunity.org/scholar is what you're looking for. And there'll be downloadable applications. They're Word documents. And, you know, but those won't be available till about mid-December. And then the date that they'll be due is March 5th this year. So while you're waiting, before they get out there, some things you can do, though, before you, you know, before the application time comes, is make sure you've done your FAFSA, your free application for federal and state aid. Make sure you have that. We require that of every student who applies. Make sure you're thinking about what an essay question you could answer. You know, you can kind of work on your essay. You can work on the people who are going to do some letters of recommendation for you. Some of those things you can be prepared for scholarship season a lot better if you get those things lined up prior to looking at the application.
And, you know, I'm sure folks have a lot of questions if they do come across the process when it opens in mid-December or even before that. If they're starting to get through all of that, they can actually call and ask a question or go to the website and ask a question of you or anyone else on staff that could help them out, right?
Certainly. You can always call and ask. My goal is to help you get into college, you know, get to college and pay for it and achieve your educational goals. I try to make this process kind and gentle, if you will. I know that it seems like there's this, you know, pinch-nosed, judgy person on the other end of all applications, but it's simply not the case at Berrien Community Foundation. If you get your applications in early, we even tend to take a look at them to say, hey, it looks like maybe you missed this thing. Can you get it to us? You know, if you're before the deadline, you actually get a little bonus help sometimes. So, you know, call us if you have questions, email us if you have questions. And there aren't any bad questions, because if you're asking, then someone else is probably wondering as well. And, you know, we try to fix the process to make it clear when you ask those questions.
All right. Susan Matheny is the program manager over at Berrien Community Foundation as we start getting prepared for scholarship season coming up. And again, if you have any more questions, berriencommunity.org for more details. It's part of the Coast Social Network here on the coast, and it's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.